Hi! I think I finished my tour, and I have to say, I love the way this place is set up. You really make sure all the lost animal guys and girls have everything they need. No. I mean, yes, I'm sure I'm going to adopt, but I still haven't decided which one. It's been way harder than I expected. They're all so lovely. Wait, why is that one all alone in the corner? I didn't notice him before. He doesn't want to be adopted? Oh, I see. I'm sorry he had to go through that, but can I maybe talk to him? Even if it doesn't work, I don't think trying would hurt. Thank you. Hello. How are you? Doing. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to scare you. I promise, you don't need to move back. I won't get close if you don't want me to. See? I'll just sit right here. I can sit here, right? You really don't seem like you want to speak. That's fine, though. You can just nod. I've had some patients like that before. I can make it work. Did that strike your curiosity? Yes, I'm a doctor. Well, my patients are all humans, but you guys aren't that different from us, really. You're just way cuter. Oh, was that inappropriate to say? I'm so sorry. I think I'm being one of the annoying ladies that make you want to hide in the first place. I can leave you alone if you want me to. No? Good! Does that mean you're not scared of me? You are? So, you're afraid of me, but you don't want me to leave. You're an intriguing young man for sure. Or young cat? Young cat man? I'm not sure what the terminology is, and oh my god, I probably should just shut up. Can I get a bit closer? I won't touch you without your permission. I promise. Thank you. Hey, I totally understand you being afraid of humans after what your last owner did. But not all humans are bad. Some of us only want to live our lives, give affection to who we care about most, and be happy. Just like animal people do. You know, when I said I wanted to talk to you, they told me I should use protective gear, because you get aggressive with your claws when you're too scared. But I'm only wearing my dress, right? That's because, well, I believe that if I want you to trust me, I should show that I trust you first. Oh, you have such a lovely smile. Will you let me hug you? I won't hurt you, I promise. I just want to comfort you. See? I told you not all humans are bad. And I'm loving these little purrs you make when you start relaxing. Yes, everything will be fine. I'm here for you, and I'll take care of you. Okay? Here, rest your head on my shoulder. Good, just like that. Your hair is so soft. Your skin, too. Oh, I still wish I could do more for you, though. This place is excellent for an adoption center, but nothing's better than having a home and a warm bed just for you. I mean, can you look up into my eyes, please? I don't want you to feel pressured in any way. And if you'd rather stay here, that's totally fine. Still, why don't you come home with me? Oh, I didn't expect you to start speaking. You have a very nice voice. Did you know that? But no, of course. I don't care that you have bruises and scars, or that you're a bit older than the other pets. It's the opposite, really. I want to help you heal.
Why? I mean, do you need to have a reason?
I don't know. When I came closer and looked into your eyes, they looked like you needed someone to care for you. And you deserve to have that. Everyone does. You'll come?
Really?
I'm so glad. Then just wait here until I finish all the paperwork, all right? It might take a while, but I promise I'm not going anywhere. Good boy.
Here we are.
I hope you enjoy your new home. It's pretty modest, but I have no husband, children, or anything, so I think there's enough space for us. It's just you and me now. Are you hungry, by the way? Thirsty? No? I can cook a little later then. Come here. I'm gonna show you your room. I mean, I wish I had one just for you, but I didn't plan things this far ahead. I hope that's okay. And I swear I don't snore. Yeah, adopting an animal boy wasn't always on my plans. But since I moved here for my new job, I've been feeling a little lonely. And I love hugging, cuddling, taking care of people, so I think everything fits well together. Anyway, this is the room. I'm pretty sure I can fit a second bed here if I move things around a bit. No, I'm not gonna leave you sleeping on the floor. Hey, you're not a bother, don't worry. You prefer sleeping on a rug? Well, if that's what you want, it's all yours. Sorry, I'm still getting used to some of your quirks. They're all adorable, though. Hey, did I make you that embarrassed? You're shaking. Oh god, I forgot I left the AC at I Want to Be a Human popsicle temperature. I'm so used to it, I didn't even realize. There, I turned it up a bit. It'll still take a while to get warmer, though. I have an idea. What about this? I'll sit on the floor, and why don't you turn around and sit here right between my legs, and I can keep you warm. Exactly like that, yeah. Just melt into me. Let me take care of everything. Feeling warmer, Kit Kat? Aww. Now you're actually embarrassed. Sorry. Is it okay for me to call you that? Just tell me if anything bothers you, or if you want me to stop. Okay? I really love this. You're all soft and cozy. Can I maybe rub your ears? They look so fluffy, I can't resist. Like this. Do you like it? Huh. You're purring even more now. I'll take that as a yes, then. You can come closer. Rest your head on my chest. You don't need to be shy with me. I think I have some very soft bits, too. When you start feeling more comfortable, you become the cuddliest thing in the little world. Did you know that? Such a good boy. Hey, What happened? Why are you moving away? Did I hurt you? Oh, you're... I see now. Your ears and tail are getting all spiky, too. That means you're in heat, right? No, you don't need to apologize. You might be a cute cat boy, but you're also a grown man. I know it's hard to contain your instincts. Even human men have a hard time with that. Yeah, it's totally fine, I promise. I'm even a little bit flattered, to be honest. Well, there's one thing I should probably show you then. Just a second. Can I sit next to you again? Look, while we were in the cab, I was taking a look at this book that they gave me to help take care of you, and I remember it had something about... Oh, here. Chapter 5, Section 14, Adult Pets. For adopters and an adult animal, boy or girl, some extra measures shall be taken during their care. Leaving a mature pet with their sexual needs unchecked might cause damage to their long-term health and well-being, especially during their heat. If your animal person is of the age of 18 or older, you must make sure their sexual needs are properly met, either by yourself or by hiring a professional. If I really make you feel these things, I won't mind helping you myself. I mean, I'm single, and it's my duty to make sure that you're happy, and being honest here, I think you're very handsome, too. But only if you want me to. Really, I can definitely hire someone more appropriate if you don't, or if you just think it's weird to do things like that with me. Oh, you do honestly think I'm attractive? Okay. No, that's not bad. Of course not. I'm just not used to being desired, I guess. I'm always so busy, I forget people can even see me like this. You know, in that way. Anyways, I'm talking too much, sorry. I'm just a bit nervous. Is it okay if I start slow? Good. I think I can start by, taking your shirt off, maybe? You have such a gorgeous body. You don't mind if I touch it a bit, do you? Of course I like it. I love every bit of it. Your arms, your chest. You're soft, but so firm as well. Are you? Someone really started to lose their shame, apparently. But I'm not asking you to stop. Now, let me hold you close and... I have to admit, I really do miss doing this. You know, I can start taking my clothes off too. This way we can feel more comfortable with each other. You're just gonna have to make sure you keep me warm too. Just gonna take off this dress, my bra, and here they are. Do you like them? You can touch them. You don't have to be afraid. It feels a little different, being touched by paws. But I love it. They're so warm. Yes. Keep kissing me. I'm touching me. You're doing great, Tiger. You really are. You're my tiger. My tiger's finally starting to show his wild side. You can squeeze them a little. Yeah. I'm gonna sit on your lap, okay? Oh, you're so hard, I can feel it. Oh, God. This is really getting hard to resist. Oh, I wonder what happens if I do this. Oh, my guess is right. Your ears get very sensitive when you're excited. You like this, don't you, Tiger? I bet you love it when I grind on you, too. You're even hissing on my ear now. Wait, what are you? Wow, did you just bounce on top of me? No, don't apologize. You don't need to apologize for anything. If you really want me that much, I'm all yours, Tiger. I'll even spread my legs for you. See? Just come and take me. Oh my God, you ripped my panties. See how wet I am? There's only one thing left to do now. Fuck, you're inside of me. Oh, it feels so good. Yes, yes. Oh God, I miss this so much. Oh, it's been a while. I think I may be a little tight, but oh, don't stop. Don't stop, all right? Keep going. Yes, deeper, deeper. I'll wrap my legs around you and you can start moving faster, faster. Fuck, you're way stronger than you look. Oh no, no, don't hold back. Show me how fierce you can be, Tiger. Oh, it's going to be bad for you if you try to repress your instincts. I said I was going to take care of you, remember? I can take it. Yeah. Go wild. Go as wild as you need to. I'm your mate tonight. My tiger. Come on. Kiss me again. Please. Fuck. I hope I'm making you feel good. So good. It's being hard to hold back. Oh my God. Is that true, Tiger? Oh, please. Please don't hold back. Be a good boy. And let it go inside your owner. Oh my. She can barely hold back either. Look, my whole body is squirming. If I say it's a command, will you do it? Yes, yes, I order you to come inside me. Come inside your owner, please. Yes, fuck me, fuck me, fuck. Good boy. Oh, you're such a good boy. I'm so full now. Oh, did you like it? I'm glad.
I definitely did, Tiger. No, don't climb off me yet. I feel very safe like this. Yeah, just lay on top of me. It's okay. Let me stroke your hair and your ears again. Look, I know I might have said some things in the heat of the moment, but I don't want you to see me as your owner, okay? Yeah, I know that's usually how the relationship between animal people and humans work, but I don't want you to think that I own you, or that you're forced to be here. I only want you to be here because you want to. Oh, so you want to take care of me too? What about this then? You can be my loyal companion, protector of the house. How does that sound? And you can still be my pet and my good boy when you want to be. I'll spoil you a lot. That's not going to change. Good boy. And tomorrow, when I get back from work, I'll start taking care of your bruises. I promise. I'll do my best to help with the scars, too. You don't need to thank me. I said I was going to make you happy, didn't I? But if you really want to, some cuddles wouldn't be a terrible way to repay me. Yeah, we can hold each other, just like this. You know, sleeping on the rug doesn't sound that bad now.